Well, this morning I want to take some time to visit a little bit about some tips that were provided to us by the Better Business Bureau. A couple of different topics that are timely and seasonal. Well, first of all, about holiday returns and exchanges, because that's something we've possibly been doing quite a bit of here lately. It's not always easy to take those holiday gifts that you received back, and it's not the part where you explain to your mother why you returned that sweater she gave you. Stores aren't legally required to accept exchanges or to give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. And while most retailers do offer refund and exchange programs, the policies vary greatly from one store to another. So you always want to be sure to double-check policies during the holiday season. Even if you're familiar with the brand, as the stores can change their policies whenever they like. And again, if you are shopping here locally, you're probably fairly familiar with some of the exchange and return programs. Sometimes when you go a distance, it can change quite a bit. So some tips from the Better Business Bureau to make the holiday returns run a little more smoothly. First is to get to know the store policies. You should always know those things, typically before you make the purchase, but you want to find out if the store has a return policy, and if they do, find out how it works. You also understand that many retailers do change their policies for the holiday season. So if the store allows returns or exchanges, you want to find out if you need to pay a restocking fee. Also, ask the seller if they offer cash refunds, exchanges, or they only do store credit. Store policies are usually posted at the checkout counter or printed on the back of receipts. Many folks seem to be under the understanding that if there's some sort of a statewide or nationwide policy on returns, that stores have to do this or have to do that. That's not true. They can set their own policies on that, so it's good to know those things. Now, if you did any shopping online, or the folks who gave you those gifts shopped online, you make sure you understand the online store return policies as well. Make sure you search for the seller's return policy and read through it before you click buy, a little late now after the holiday. But also find out if they accept returns or exchanges and who pays for the shipping if an item is returned. In some cases, you can save on shipping fees by returning an online purchase to a local brick-and-mortar store. They do have more tips for hassle-free returns for online purchases as well that you can find on the Better Business Bureau website. Also, make sure you get the details on a product's warranty. Most electronics and home appliances come with warranties that are about to be fulfilled by the manufacturer, not the retailer. So you want to find out how the store handles returns and repairs, if an item stops working or needs replacement parts. Will the retailer ship the item to the manufacturer for you, or will you need to deal with the manufacturer directly? Knowing those answers can leave you well prepared for any future issues that might pop up. Also, this should be pretty obvious, but it's always wise to keep your receipt and also the packaging. Most stores will only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with its receipt and the original packaging. So always include a gift receipt with items that you might give, not just during the holidays, but all throughout the year. And hold on to any gift receipts that you might receive as well. Those are important. Also, if you are heading out to a brick-and-mortar store to do some returns, make sure you bring identification with you. Many stores will ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid any holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment. Now, if this is the policy of the store where your gift is from, you might need the assistance of the gift giver in order to get that reimbursement. Now, also, it's typically stores understand that there will probably be a run on those returns shortly after the holidays. So it's up to us to also follow suit and make sure we do those returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Now, some stores will modify their return period during the holidays, so don't risk missing your chance to make your return. If you do need to return an item, take the item back to the store and do it quickly. Do it without delay. Again, the stores are providing a service by accepting exchanges and returns and working with you on that. So it's only common courtesy for us to follow through there as well and to help make that process as smooth as possible. One thing they didn't mention in that Better Business Bureau report, though, with those tips about returns, also make sure you bring with you a lot of patience. Sometimes there are lines that form in some stores, especially some of the larger stores. They may very well set up specific areas for returns and exchanges. So it can be busy this time of the year. If you've ever done that, you probably are aware. So make sure you do take a little patience with you and understand that it might take just a little bit of time to get that done. Now, we kind of touched on something there, too, talking about the gifts, gift returns and exchanges, was that a lot of times they're going to require things like ID, receipts and things, because they want to make sure that no one's trying to scam them as well. Not just consumers can be scammed, but sometimes the stores as well. There are always folks out there trying to find a new way to make a quick buck. So also, they gave us some resolutions. Folks are big on resolutions as we approach the new year. Well, the Better Business Bureau gave us some different resolutions for a fraud-free new year. We've talked many times over the years about different types of scams. In fact, just a week or two ago, they provided us with some information about these pet scams, the puppy scams, some of those types of things. They're always changing and evolving. So why do we talk about that so much? Well, because it changes so much, and we have to keep on top of this, because all it takes is one quick lapse of judgment, and something bad can happen. Losing money, losing personal information. These scammers are... They keep after you. So online purchase scams can also be some of the riskiest of scams as well. So the Better Business Bureau does recommend adding a few precautionary steps to this year's New Year's resolution list. Yeah, it's all right if you want to do the weight loss thing or come up with some different financial goals, dieting, all those kinds of things in the upcoming days and months. But they also suggest that we should take a look at how we operate on a regular basis and make sure we stay fraud-free here in the new year. So here are their resolutions for the new year with regard to those types of things. First of all, they say, I resolve to be cautious with my email. Now, what do they mean by that? Well, they said you should be wary of unsolicited emails from a person or a company. Now, remember, scammers can make emails look like they are from a legitimate business, a government agency, or some reputable organization, even the Better Business Bureau. So they suggest that you never click on any links or open any attachments in any unsolicited emails. If you're not sure, it's always best to just delete those things. Okay, that's one. The second resolution is, it says, I resolve never to send money to strangers. Now, if you haven't met a person face-to-face, don't send them money. Period. Stop. That should be it. Shouldn't have to say any more. But here we go. They said this is especially true if the person asks you to transfer funds using a prepaid debit card or a cash app. Money sent to strangers in this way is untraceable. Once it is sent, it's gone. You're not getting it back. Scammers will try to trick you into panicking, so before you make a move, think the situation through and don't fall for it. And again, that first sentence says it all. If you haven't met a person face-to-face, don't send them money. All right? That's two. Another resolution, I resolve to do research before making online payments and purchases. Research the retailer before you enter payment information when you're shopping online, or if you're asked to pay anything online, make sure you research the retailer before you enter any payment information. Ask yourself, is this a person or a business that I know and trust? Do they have a working customer service number? Where is the company physically located? Would I be making payments through a secure server? Have I checked to see if others have complained? All those are legitimate questions you should ask yourself before you hit the pay button. And even before that, you don't even want to insert any of that information in case they're kind of watching surreptitiously. Another resolution, I resolve to use my best judgment when sharing my personal information. Sharing sensitive personal information with scammers opens the door to identity theft. Just like opening a door to a thief who knocks, you don't want to do that. Never share financial information, like your birth date, for example, your address, Social Security, social insurance number, or Medicare number with any unsolicited caller. Those agencies won't call you and ask for that information. So just don't do that. Also, they say, I resolve to be social media smart. So many folks on social media these days, and it's a great place for scammers to hang around. All right, use privacy settings on your social media and only connect with people that you know. Be careful about including personal information in your profile. And don't ever reveal your address or other sensitive information. Now, especially even in one of those fun quizzes. You've seen those things online. Scammers might use that to information to pass themselves off as friends or relatives and maybe earn your trust. Also, be careful when buying products that you see on social media. The Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker has received thousands of complaints about misleading Facebook and Instagram ads. So just because you see it there doesn't mean it's necessarily legit or something that you're really going to want to get involved with. So do be aware of those types of things. Holiday returns and exchanges, big this time of the year, of course. They always have been. And be aware and resolve to be a little bit more aware of those different types of scams and how you handle your information online so you don't end up having to make complaints to the Better Business Bureau.